Welcome to this session. I'm a software engineer in our research center in Taiwan. I'm here to talk to you about the project optimization. This is the overview and the agenda today. So today I'm going to teach you how to get familiar with the useful Windows tools to optimize the system and to build highly efficient system and software. So my agenda will cover performance basics, response capabilities, on-off, occupation of RAM, and multimedia. These agenda items are part of the other things that we need to consider for performance adjustment. So first, let's look at the basics of performance. So speaking of Windows performance, you may think of the hardware performance, but actually hardware itself does not represent the performance of the whole system. So from this chart, you'll see that actually the system performance actually includes multiple aspects, from hardware to software to operating system to system manufacturer, and also the preloaded applications. All these need to be evaluated. So in turn, when you design the performance, performance design process can be divided into these different stages: the initial design planning, and then the architecture and development of the performance. And then Windows has a ATW, and then I'll talk about it later. So we use the tools provided by Windows to test and measure the performance, and then we can use WPA to do a very detailed analysis. So it's a cycle. So when we find a problem, we propose solutions to the problems. Whether the solution can solve the problem, we can test it several times till we our performance reach our predefined standards. So we have a few suggestions. So we need to put user experience first. That is to say, user behaviors like system boot up time, whether the playback is smooth, or the web browsing speed. Does it meet the satisfaction of the users? This experience actually directly reflect the impact of a user on the system. So we use the evaluation toolkit to evaluate these solutions, because the toolkit has some pre-setup testing that can be used on the systems, that can be used to satisfy, to improve user experience. Secondly, if you are a software developer, when you any application drivers, we need to evaluate the key operating actions, like the drivers loading and time for initialization. So if you are a developer, you need to make sure that these regular operations are normal and optimize their performance. So if you can optimize these actions, you can also have a better battery life. We can also use BPW and WPPT tools to help us to accurately do accurate measurement and also do some and also expand battery life. So the measurement, we also need to evaluate the resources used, like the utilization rate of CPU, the disk I/O, and also utilization rate of RAM. So we all have built-in toolkits to test all these performance. So I've mentioned WPA. This is a Windows performance analyzer. We can use it to diagnose performance-related issues. It can be used for regular performance or specific areas like storage, browsing, startup, and close down. So we can also use like MXA, Media Experience Analyzer, can be used to diagnose the video audio playing and also instant messaging and also other functions for graphics related issues or gaming related performance evaluation. We can use the GPV view, the tool to do some analysis. So the tool is also included in the Windows Performance Toolkit. So some of you mentioned ETW. So we use ETW to test your codes and provides a more accurate performance measurement. What is ETW? ETW is basically building the Windows operating system. It's a service building the Windows operating system. It can quickly follow the dynamic status of the system. It does not need to be reboot or does not need to reboot the system to do tracking. We can directly collect ETW log as the problem occurs. ETW can help us to capture the so-called performance status. Performance status includes most component events and resource situation, CPU, hard drive, network. So you can use this to evaluate the application-related behaviors and the events. So we can use ETW to accurately and clearly identify the root causes for performance bottlenecks. Now let me give you some simple demo. How can we use these three tools to adjust the performance? So Windows evaluation toolkit. So once you install it on your PC, you can execute the Windows assignment capsule. So this tool, when you execute it, so just like a so-called central console, like a console. So it actually provides enables you to do some built-in tests. If I want to run this test, I can choose some built-in testing items like fast boot up evaluation or the full boot up, the full startup testing, and the memory footprint testing, and also the photo handling testing. All these testings can be added to your evaluation. So let me give you a demonstration to show you how can I add this predefined testing into my work, into my job. So there are some predefined values. You can also change these values based on your needs. So this is a fast boot up testing. So it can simulate the time consumed for quickly start up and shut down of the system. So you can simulate three times basically. So you can set it as 10 times. So it can actually give you the mean for the results of the 10 testings. Of course, it takes a little bit more time. So through WSC, we can run the testings, and then we can generate some results, which can be accessed, which can be for which we can do some basic analysis on the console. Second is the performance recorder. Some people may say, oh, some testings are not adequate for me. Maybe my problem just occur in some operation, and this operation is not part of the predefined testings. So we can use WVP, Windows Performance Recorder, in short. So WP. So it actually records the system status. So it is a ETW log. It's very easy to operate. Suppose you are using an app, and this app has a very serious lagging problem, or it just collapse, cannot be run. So we can collect the log. So you can simply choose the events related to specific resources, like the utilization rate of CPU, the disk I/O. So I can tick these two and collect the log for the time when the events happen. I can also save the log. And then here you can also put in some description and then save it. So when it's saved, you have a ETW log which contains all the system status as the event happens. And through this link, you can open up the WTA, and then you can do some additional analysis based on the ETW log you just collected. WPA is a very useful tool, because you know in adjusting the performance, there are many knowledge that need to be learned. Basically, this tool provides a very easy to get a solution. So for a new user, he can very quickly get to know the system status at the time. For example, for the CPU utilization rate, I'm interested in that. Then I can basically drag the CPU utilization chart to this window, and then I can basically see all the CPU events during that time period, and I'll see the situation of CPU for the different operations, and also I can do some additional analysis of the state. If you are interested in the disk I/O, you can also do some analysis. So this actually provides a visualized chart, so that for things that's not very readable to us, all these are visualized. So So in the lab discussions, these things will also be presented. So if you're interested, please join our lab discussion later. Now let me move on to the response capabilities of the system or application, and let me clarify a few key concepts. So first, response capability should be the key for any system adjustment, because a slow responding system or application can make users uncomfortable and unsatisfied. So we need to consider a few key points. First, for different operations, there are different acceptable speed. So what we need to consider is that in different scenarios, different conditions, what's the expectations? How can we define users' expectations to optimize and actually to meet user expectations?
So our definitions for the low-end device tests, we have to focus on the response capabilities, because for the low-end devices, the scope of the optimization would make a difference about the experiences by the users. As for the network environment and also the internal tools, as well as the working conditions and environment, all the other elements deciding or determining the user's experience. But as for other resources like CPU and GPU and disks and memories and network and batteries, they are all the things that we have to consider in collaboration with other key elements. So we think that the tools that we provide can optimize the applications and also utilization of all of these elements and to make the response as efficient as possible. So these are some situation examples. And these are all the situations possibly making differences about the user's experience, from the startup, the time to start, and also the time to log in, and also the time for displaying by the browsers and etc., and interactions between the users and the software. So talking about so much now, let's turn back to the business, about some scenarios and some objects. For example, right now we are focusing on specific scenario. First of all, we have to define the objectives of the functions. And basically we would set up some objectives for the startups and etc. We would take a reference of the time for a startup. From the ETW log, we can have an accurate analysis and assessment. And according to the tangible experiences by users, we will set up a certain target, a cap, threshold. And if the time for the startup exceeding the cap time, then we would define it as unfunctional or unqualified. As for example, the users will expect 500 microseconds would be the most that they would endure for start up the device. Then if it is the 501 microsecond, then that is disqualification. And 100 to 200 microseconds is a normal range. For normal people, it is very difficult for them to experience the target of 100 microseconds. So if the cap is set at 100 microseconds, is meaningless, because that is very difficult for a normal person to experience. So when you set up such a target like this, if the time is exceeding the time you have set up, but how to measure? And we would do some analysis for the key routes. The first one is whether or not we have bottleneck regarding CPU or any other troubles or troublemakers. But of course, some of the responsive problems would not be caused necessarily by the bottlenecks of the CPU. Therefore, in order to make accurate analysis and assessment of these errors, we have to make analysis on the key routes. For example, right now, for the T1, and somehow we find some blockage in the T1. Maybe that is simply because it's waiting for some other work to be done. Therefore, we would use a tool to make analysis for the key routes. And the another engagement is also waiting for another engagement to be done. So it's just like a chain effect. It's waiting for a DBC incident. So the analysis method or theory of analysis is to find out the root cause for the lagging of the whole events. If the waiting or the reasons or the causes for the whole waiting would be removed, then the whole lagging problem would be improved. There are some principles calling for your attention. So in our own system, these principles can be used to improve the speed. For example, it can reduce the waste of the resources and to reduce unnecessary writing and to optimize the combination and integration of the hardware system, and the software should not be running unless it is necessary. And also we have to reduce the times of the different or unnecessary running or operations so as to optimize the resources utilization and reduce the time lagging. So these are all the key elements for optimization. At the same time, we will discover that they also help to improve the battery life. So another key indicator for analysis is to switch off, or the switch off of the power. The switch is another element determining the quality of the whole system, as we have mentioned, start up and turn off and sleep and etc. So these switches is simply shifting from a low power status into a high power status, which is on running. And during the switching, it would occupy some parts or proportion of the driving or disks. And then the software would influence the running. More than often, the reason why you have to wait for a long time starting up is because it's running on different multiple APPs. So in terms of on and off switch, we would suggest some indicators. The first indicator suggested is based on the data we have collected from our feedbacks from our customers, based on their expectations regarding prices and efficiency. For example, for the notebook, the faster startup is expected within 20 seconds. As for the sleep mode, 7 seconds. Another one is for tablets, because tablets would not support sleep and fast startup. Therefore, we would reduce the time and resources wasted on the waiting for the startup and sleeping. And of course, customization can be done based on the user requirements and demand. I give you an example. This is accelerated startup. The fast startup, which refers to on Windows 8 definition on the new mode of the startup. It is replacing the traditional mode of turning on or starting up so as to improve the efficiency and speed of startup. Basically, the system's mode would be memorized into the disks, which is the files in sleep. When you recover these files, then the files on the sleeping reading would be inactivated so as to improve the speed for startup. But of course, it is determined by the size of the files and also the time to read. These sleeping files would be a key element for us to do the analysis. This is the chart flow of the fast startup, like the booting and sleeping reading and the recovering and the recovering of a win logon. So if there is a lag on certain step, that would influence the speed of the whole startup process. And of course, there are some other pre-installed programs that would also lag the post-on speed, and that would leave more room for discussion in the future. I have prepared a demo for you to see how to by using WAC and WPA to look at the different steps of the fast startup. As I've mentioned before, from WAC, you can select different tasks. One is a fast start. After it's done, then you can check up in the WAC to look at the results of the test. And I can amplify this one so that you can read it. So after running this test, you can see very clearly this device. You have done the test about this test. The time for shutdown, like 8.5 seconds. And the initialization of BIOS, and like 4.5 seconds, and total boot, and 30 seconds. So from these results, we can see compare the turn off and startup. The startup would require more time or take more time. Then the data collected in this chart, when we spread them out, we would very easily identify what's wrong. So the first start is done step by step. So the main path boot duration is 8.8 seconds. And for the post on off duration, it requires 22 seconds. So the previous one is 88 seconds. And then we would do further analysis for the post on off duration. And basically, the CPU usage milliseconds, we can spread them, break them down into even more detailed data. So apart from WAC basic analysis based on these figures, we can also have another system of figure, which is this. So WAC shows the figures and showing the basic analysis. But if you want to see more details, more specific figures, so you would use another analysis, which is the Windows Performance Analyzer, which is abbreviated as WPA. And from this spreadsheet, you can see that these tables and the spreadsheet, even at the same time spectrum, the figures can be collected even in more detailed way. For example, this one. This is the spectrum of shut off and the total time for start, the main start time, and the post on off time. It seems like the latter one is obviously lagged. Then, if we combine the WPA and the previous chart, we would identify the reasons for the lagging. And this tool, if we zoom in it out on the specific location that we want to look at, and these two tools can help us to know the causes for the figures. And the tools makes our analysis more convenient. For example, only some figures, graphics, or spreadsheets can tell us the story. The information are numerous based on this information. And in a later talk and tomorrow's talk, you would participate into the next session, which is regarding the lab analysis. So previously I've mentioned in the post on and off duration, there is the obvious lagging. Maybe that is because some pre-installed APBs and software causing the lagging. And we have provided some guidances for those pre-installed softwares and some suggestions for you to remove these triggers for the lagging. So it is not necessary for us to always start these unnecessary triggers or the programs, so that we can avoid the simultaneous starting of all the elements, all the applications. And because of that would retard the duration of a start and off. So only necessary steps only. For example, some OEMs, they would pre-install some APP or some programs on the device. And when you start the device would automatically start all of these pre-installed programs. And that would lag the whole process of a start. An automatic maintenance would be done periodically, for example, Windows update or scanning of the bugs. We think that this behavior or these steps can be done through the automatic maintenance during night or when the computer is not used by the users. So just try to avoid initiating these steps when the computer is used by the users. Another guidance item is that you can click on this website to look at these suggestions. The principal suggestion is that during the optimization, so basically, not there must be more than one or more than single event retarding the whole process of operation, because it's a holistic situation. for example, different orders would retard the process of response, and also it would reduce the time of the battery life. Another key element that I want to share with you is memory occupation. About the memory, we think that is very important. Why? Because it determines how much left for us to memorize. And we hope that the less memory occupied, the better, to release the more memory for the system.
Optimization, the memory is to ensure response speed and a very smooth experience. We don't want the users to open up their task manager, 80% of the memory is used up, and they only have 20% available. And we also find that lower memory utilization also means a better battery life. So here are a few key factors here. One, drivers. So this is for coding. When you write the codes, you need to consider memory allocation and optimization. Secondly, as I've discussed, the memory reserved for hardware need to be carefully evaluated. Some low memory device, 8 gigabyte device, several hundred MB usage will have a significant impact. And then the pre-loaded software, some value-added service, and also the boot-up softwares need to be carefully considered and optimized. So here's a recommendation for low memory, maybe 1 gigabyte RAM. So you'll see that we have a number of indicators, like we hope that maybe less than 30 megabyte for drivers, and we hope that the software RAM can be limited below 40 megabyte. So you can use useful tools. We have the RAM use evaluation. I will not elaborate on this, because in our lab discussion, you'll have the opportunity to have some hands-on experiment, and you'll see how can we use our tools to analyze the memory. Let me share with you another important concept here. So for Windows, how we manage memory for Windows, and then so when we analyze memory, why do we always feel that why should we properly store the RAM? Otherwise, the response speed of the system will be seriously affected. First, unused RAM will be put in the available pool. So when the thread allocates, they will allocate from this pool to the working set, and then when it's finished, it will be put back into the available. But then if it's modified, then the RAM will be put in the modified list. Then these data will be kept on the disk as a part of the system. But if the file is its mapping is cancelled or closed, the unsaved material will be put in the cache. So then if you use it, there will be some soft error requires you to call the hash data, the data in the hash. So when the data is no longer in the cache, so then you'll have to use the disk IO, and this is called the hard disk, hard error. So if hard error is compared with soft error, you'll see that if you read the information from the cache, you read the reading from the disk actually takes a lot more resources than reading from cache, because it requires additional reading operations from this disk. So we need to avoid hard errors as much as possible. So it really depends on whether we have enough space in the RAM, in the cache. If there's enough space in cache, they'll store the necessary information. If there's not enough space in the cache, then every time you have to access the disk to and then it costs a lot more resources. So this process is all very clearly, you can all observe this process in our tools, so you can do this similar analysis. So to visiting RAM costs much lower resources than reading disk. So that's the reason why I say we need enough space for cache. So we need to ask our two questions. Why is there inadequate cache? Maybe because there's a increase of memory, that's the stable state increase. And why in some cases there is a instant peak for the RAM. We need to analyze these two cases to provide effective solutions. Now for the demo, briefly we can use WAC and WPR to collect the memory tracking information and use WAP to do additional analysis. So here are a few recommendations. First, we require, you need to lower the use of memory and drivers. Developers need to focus on the allocation of memory. And also, you need to consider how to decrease steady state utilization and the instant peak. Because when there is this peak, they will actually kick out the material in the cache out. And then the hard error will occur. That means you have to access the disk. And this is a situation we really want to avoid. And for drivers, we need to focus on non-divided page memory. So non-paged memory. So then in a lab discussion, we'll give it more time. Then let's look at the multimedia part. Customers want their device to provide high quality media playing experience, like teleconference, video conference, listening to music, or opening up a stream media video. We want the device to provide excellent performance and quality. So for instant messaging, real-time communication like the hardware and firmware need to be optimized. And also the coding quality, you also need to pay attention to coding quality, problems that may lead to the damage of data streams. When we do the so-called communication, some common video audio problems like echoing or blurry voice or the screeches blurring. So there is this problem. There are some solutions. So here are some solutions. So I'll discuss it later. And then sometimes there are some very serious noise in the background. So you'll hear some noise in the background. So that means you need to use a microphone that has a signal noise ratio of greater than 60%. Sometimes, you know, the volume is too low, and that means the speaker is not strong enough. So apart from those tools, we have another tool in HLK. It provides audio and camera capturing testing. It can test Skype, whether Skype can run on your device. For audiovisual playback, we have some validation targets that we need to pay attention to. Like for this clip, you'll see some very obvious lagging. So we call it like glitch. There is some glitch. Similar problems, right? Like also the sound, video, and photography issues can all be validated through our testing, and we can use some useful tools to do the analysis. I recommend this tool to you for analyzing audio visual analysis. We call it Media Experience Analyzer, MXA. This is something like WPA. It actually visualized performance status so that you can very clearly configure the performance to do some analysis. These tools are all free, so you can search this online. Search MXA online, and then I'm pretty sure that you can download it. So very quickly, let me run through MXA case study. So for example, it's a case where there's obvious lagging when you play audio. So by collecting ETW log, and then we can use this tool to open the log to do analysis. In our tool, we can find the from table one, we find that there's a sign for audio failure, and then we'll see that there are some lagging, and then we'll see that there's a lagging thread. So this is actually some lagging, and then this lead to the audio failure. And then the third stack chart, we can see that when a driver, when it scans the online data, so we see that there's a driver scanning the network. So it actually, the time when it, the calling time is greater than 20 milliseconds. So when this driver is called, it actually affects the audio playing. So audio playing, the audio has some glitches, So these are my overview of my presentation, how to do performance adjustment on Windows. In the next 2 days, we have 5 lab discussions, and then the tools are discussed today, and also the scenarios are discussed today. We'll have very specific examples, and you'll have a chance to try out on our PC and also do some exercise on our PC. So if you have any questions or any comment, any feedback, please provide us with your very useful feedback. Thank you very much.